Herbs, bees and wildlife. By going green, the Fairmont in Vancouver has attracted new visitors. Graham Evans is the resident beekeeper at the hotel.
We had a considerable amount of ivy, specifically on the north garden, and it was the understanding that nothing else would grow there. I was not of that opinion, and so we spent 2 months worth of weekends digging the ivy out by hand, hauling up 4,000 liters of soil by hand, and we've actually transformed 2,100 square feet into now lush gardens and herb gardens. And that provides for our environment more oxygen, more consumption of carbon dioxide, and it provides habitat for our bees and the songbirds that come into the hotel.
And you say you've got bees, now how did that come about?
Well, this actually came about because the Mayakoba releases sea turtles, which I thought was such a great thing for guests. And that's their eco-signature item, and we needed one. And I thought, well, we could grow grizzly bears and release them into the downtown, but I don't think anyone would appreciate it. And it's also hard to hand release them. They're a little grumpy, they're pretty heavy. So bees, however, are the most important species that we coexist with. Without bees, we have 3 years of society to survive, and they're in a massive decline. So we thought we could do something here because we have the garden and we've got the area that we can grow bees, and we have 4 hives. We place them on our lower roof and they produce 450 pounds of organic honey for us. They pollinate all of our crops. They pollinate within a 26 square mile radius. They add 1 million bees worth of biomass to the area, which means more flowers are being pollinated, more seeds are being produced, more foods being produced for birds, spiders, other insects are benefiting from it. So this increase in biomass has a biometric increase and benefit for the entire area, not just us. And that's really what this is about, is being able to do one thing that has a trickle effect. And since we've done bees, we've noticed other hotels are doing bees, the conference center is doing bees, which is absolutely marvelous to see that excitement.
It gets incredibly cold here in the winter, though, so where do you put them then?
Well, our bees actually go to a bee yard. There's a master beekeeper who supplies us with the bees, and he brings them back, looks after them over the winter, and then brings them back in the springs during the apple blossoms.
And so you grow quite a lot of fruit here in the garden as well. What kind of things?
Well, we've got apples, we've got crab apples, I've got blackberries, strawberries, rhubarb, peaches, nectarines, plums, apricots. I'm sure I'm missing a few other things in there, but we do have a wide selection of organic fruits that do grow here.
Now, presumably you can't feed every guest in the hotel from your gardens. Like, what impact does it really make?
Well, it makes several impacts. Number one, it shows people what they can produce, and it provides enough organic foods and herbs that we reduce the amount of herbs and foods we have to bring in. Something as simple as apples usually travel 1,200 kilometers. For every pound of apples we put on the table, it actually does subtract from our carbon footprint. So small amounts do add up over time.
And since you've been doing the gardens and you've improved them in this way, what kind of differences have you seen?
Well, we used to get 20 apples a year. Now we get 200, and that's associated from the bees. Blooms last longer. We're in fall, and you'll notice that we've got plants in bloom because they know that there's bees pollinating them. They're putting out more blooms. They're putting out blooms longer, which means our guests get to enjoy color longer. That growth means, again, more carbon dioxide being consumed, more oxygen being released.
And do you know how the guests feel about this? I mean, is it something they actually understand has an environmental impact, or they just think, oh, nice garden?
Well, certainly some people come down here, they're actually surprised to find a garden in the middle of the city. There are a lot of people who cannot identify beehives, but once they leave here, they know about bees, and more importantly, they know how easy it is to interact with bees, and not something to be afraid of. That ability to teach, that ability to excite people about the natural world has positive benefits.
That's Graham Evans from the Fairmont Hotel in Vancouver, Canada. For more information, visit fairmont.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.